Hey, this is Eric with Get Fit with Eric Podcast here. We got another great success story. We got Devin Wick, who's one of our all-star clients here tonight with us. I'm going to interview him today about his incredible transformation. And actually, Devin did some really good things on his own before he came to see us. So, Devin, it's true that you lost over 100 pounds on your own, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Walk me through that process of how you lost the 100 pounds. I remember you told me about it one time, but I thought it's exactly what we teach, and you figured it out pretty well about doing it, you know, doing it in the process of doing it.
Yeah, you just try to make improvements every day. I started logging my food and then had to give up some bad habits like pop, gave that up right away, and like bread, try to cut its carbs out. Just easy things, just take like easy steps and then and try to improve them from there.
So what I thought was interesting when you told me about that was how you just did it one thing at a time, and when you got good at that one thing, you would do something more. Is that kind of basically how you did the 100 pounds?
Yeah, basically. I mean, it took time, like anything does. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it took me over a year or so, just losing like 2-3 pounds every single week for a long time, and I'm still working at it.
So it's safe to say it's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is safe to say that, yes.
So at what point in your process did you decide to seek out personal training? Why did you decide you were doing pretty good on your own, but what made you want to seek a trainer out?
I wanted to take the next step in fitness. I mean, I was just, you know, kind of scrawny bones and skin. So I really wanted to bulk up and really had no experience in the weight room or really knew anybody who did. So I sought out personal training, and it's been a great experience for me here. They know a lot, and they're very friendly and knowledgeable.
So you had a membership at Planet Fitness, and you could have maybe hit them up for help there. Why did you look to us, Pure Vita Fitness, when you already had a gym membership?
Well, you certainly get what you pay for as far as gym memberships and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, the 20-year-old at the counter at Planet Fitness probably isn't as knowledgeable as, you know, somebody who has been weightlifting his entire life and even wrote a book about it.
Cool. Well, we appreciate having you here. And, you know, you've still been coming here, and you've been coming here a while. So talk about, I guess you talk about that next level. You're talking about basically, you said you were skinny fat. What results have you seen since you've been coming here?
Well, I went from skinny fat to, I don't know, a little more muscular. I don't know how to describe the frame, I guess. But, I mean, it looks good on me, so I'm very happy with that. But always it's going to be, you know, it's never good enough, you know what I mean? Like, you always try to improve. And what was the question? I kind of got sidetracked.
Just some of your results. Well, talk about some of you. You just hit some big strength goals.
Oh, yeah. I got my 225 bench. My deadlift is like 375. My squat's 305. And then all this is coming from not barely ever being able to even lift the bar in any of those things and not even knowing what a deadlift was. So under their expert guidance and nurturing here, I've moved mountains.
Yeah, I would say those are some pretty good numbers, because I remember when you did come here and it was like, yeah, like the bar and just a little bit of weight on there, and the form needed a lot of work, and you've really been diligent about keeping up with that. And now you're are you going to do a powerlifting meet?
That's something I'm looking at, you know. It's anything's possible. You know, you just got to keep challenging yourself and getting better every day. Like, it's been quite the journey from being, you know, 300-pound kid to all of a sudden being, like, 170 with no muscle. You know, they put, like, 2 tennis balls on either end of the bar and I wouldn't be able to lift it off my chest. But now, you know, I have impressive numbers and it's I'm feeling good. Get compliments all the time. It's, you know, life's great.
So now that you got these new results, or, you know, these results you've worked on, they're not new because you've been working at them for a while. What would you say, how would you say that's changed your life?
Oh, immensely. I mean, it makes work a lot easier, being like stronger and just in better shape, better conditioning. I mean, you know, doing yard work and chores or that kind of stuff is easier. You know, I could walk around the mall all day and not get tired. You know, flights of stairs or nothing. And then just, you know, it just, you know, you got the beach body going and just a lot of good things, really.
So you become a power shopper. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, everybody's got to have goals. You know, you're kind of a regular here. Like, the bars always have regulars. You're kind of a regular here at Pura Vida Fitness. Why do you keep coming here? You know, you've hit some great results. Why do you continue to come here and, you know, pay for personal training and coaching? So what keeps you here?
My desire to constantly improve, and I have ever since, you know, it never slacks off here. And then, you know, it's just a good community of people who, you know, like, I'm a regular here. There's plenty of other people here all the time. And, you know, everybody knows your name, that old thing. And, yeah, it's just like a smaller, like, community-type setting with a lot of great people.
Well, awesome. Devin, I think it's just an awesome testimonial to, you know, I've been talking a lot about process and how getting in shape is a process. It doesn't happen in 1, 2, 3 months. It's a lifelong process, really, and your goals change as you go through that process. But we really appreciate having here, and all that, you know, you just lead by example in here, and it's great how you've kind of befriended a lot of the other members and clients here, and just kind of, you know, make it a fun social atmosphere here in the evenings.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you just gotta keep your passion for fitness going and, you know, not slack off, and just keep working hard every single day, and you can do it. I mean, anybody can do it. Like, I've come from, like, the farthest end of unhealthy, and, you know, I'm here now. So, like, you just keep working hard and it pays off.
One parting word. So maybe somebody sitting here listening to this saying, I'm over 300 pounds. You know, I don't know if there's any hope for me. What would you say to that person if you were talking to somebody that maybe that was in the spot that you were in just a few years ago?
Just don't give up. Yeah, just start small. You know, just try to, like, diet or just give up, you know, pop or something. You just got to think of it as, like, you're just trying to cut a tree down. You know, you just go out there every day, grab the axe, take a swing, and then, you know, that's it. Like, maybe 2 pounds a week you drop, just start small. Just try to lose, like, 10 pounds in a month. Something like that, and then you get there eventually.
Wise advice from our sage, Devin. Devin, thanks for being on our podcast today. We look forward to seeing you with some more great results, and we appreciate you taking your time today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.